It's go time!
Now it's time for the Disney View Podcast. Please move across your car to make room for everyone. Our podcast will begin momentarily. Join Dave as he makes his Grand Circle tour around the Walt Disney World Resort. Dave is a dreamer and an engineer who enjoys the magic and wonder of it all, but understands Disney's place in history and respects the legacy that's been left. Come along and hear Dave's thoughts about Walt Disney World and see it through Dave's eyes.
Please stand clear of the podcaster. Por favor, manténganse alejado del David.
And now, here's your host.
I got to thinking the other day. My son is graduating from high school this year, and he doesn't get to have the experiences that most of us had with graduation, where you actually go out there and you get to experience something. You're there with your friends, you're there, you walk across the stage, you get your diploma, and it's meaningful to you in some way. And a lot of people won't have that same experience in both high school and college. And it got me to thinking, some of my friends have kids that are graduating from high school and college, and of course with my son graduating and his friends, I thought I could make a podcast that was special to them. It's sort of a commencement address to my son, his friends, the children of my friends who are graduating and don't get to experience this. It's an interesting thing that happens here in life when you graduate. You have this moment where you feel like, wow, I have the world in front of me. And yet, for the moment, it doesn't feel like that. Now, the great part is this generation, your generation, is the one that's probably got the most adaptability, the most ability to adjust to things and make something new in the world and make it happen. Who knows what the world will look like in 6 months from now, a year from now? I don't think anybody knows. We don't have a crystal ball. We can't predict what it's going to look like. But you have a chance to shape that future. You can sit there and do the things that you want to do and make something happen that would be really spectacular and nice and amazing. So go out in the world and do those things. Think about what you're passionate about and make that happen for yourself. You have great opportunities ahead of you. There are definitely better days ahead. If we look back in history, you can look back at the World War I, the Great Depression, World War II, Vietnam, the Cold War, the 9/11, all these things in different places in history where it looked like things were kind of bleak and there weren't jobs out there and there weren't opportunities, but yet the world continued to move and we changed and evolved and we got better for ourselves. The world keeps changing. We keep getting better things, better technology, moving the needle on some of the really cool things that we're able to do, the adaptability of ourselves. We as humans have a great ability to adapt and learn new things and move on. And so in each generation, we've had that opportunity to do that. Heck, when I graduated from high school, it was the height of the Cold War. We didn't know what was going to happen. My father, he graduated when Vietnam was ramping up. He graduated college when Vietnam was ramping up. So it was unclear what was going to happen there, too. He had friends that had to go over and fight. Some didn't come back. So you have these things that happen and stand in front of you. And it's what you make of them and how you adapt that really defines who you are. So I'd like to encourage you all to find the thing that you're passionate about. My dad always was big on saying, find something that you love and do it really well. And I want to give you that same piece of advice. Find something you love. Go out there and find the thing that really makes you happy, makes you tick, and do the things that you want to do and make yourself a better person and contribute in some way to society. I said earlier that I thought you have the most adaptability of everyone that's out there. My generation, we were somewhat adaptable. A generation before me with my parents, they commuted every day and they never really thought twice about it. It is what it is. We started to adapt. You guys, you have technology we could only dream of having as kids. I had a conversation with a friend of mine the other day and we were talking about if we had the technology then that you guys have now, I'd probably be in jail. Sarcastically, of course, but it's that point of there's so many things that you can do. You can get out there and do some interesting things and be somebody. And you have an opportunity to use this technology, to harness it, to do something amazing. Maybe you work in the sciences and you work to prevent these kinds of pandemics from happening again. Maybe you work in engineering and come up with the next great invention. Maybe you work as a doctor and you find a way to help cure people. Who knows what it is? You have opportunities to build great things, to do great things. And you need to decide what it is for you that really makes you tick. Now, as for my son, and specifically, he's in an interesting position. The school he wanted to go to has already told him that they're going to do online classes at least in the fall, perhaps in the spring too. So his thought was, why not go ahead and take a gap year? Take the time and take stock of myself. Do something that's meaningful and interesting. Now, in a gap year, a lot of times people make a decision to go off and travel somewhere and do something really interesting. Maybe they join the Peace Corps or they do some other thing that's got some interest. That's not really an option right now. Can't really travel a whole lot. Maybe you can by the time the fall comes. I'm not sure. But in any case, he's got to find something maybe local that he can do. Or maybe online. And here's where the interesting opportunity lays for him and for all of you. You have an opportunity to look at the things that are around you and decide how to make the world a better place in your local community, in the things that you do every day, in the things that you choose that you want to be involved in. You get involved in the things that make you happy. Look, I tell them all the time, go do the things that make you the happiest. Find things that will make you content and that you can get engaged in some way. As I look at what he might do, we've given him a lot of options on people he can talk to, friends of ours, us, of course, people in the community, you know, leaders in the community, whatever, and different people who have different experiences in life. And they're giving him tips on things that he could do or how he could get into something. And he's kind of formulating a plan for himself on what he wants to do for the next 18 months or so before he goes to college. You have that same opportunity. Whether you go to college, whether you are going into the workforce, whether you're going to not go to college and you're graduating high school, all of those things are okay. Just find your path. Find the thing that makes you happy and do that thing and do it really, really well. There's always opportunities out there. You get to shape the future. There's a lot of, you know, people in the world who will tell you, no, this is the way it is. This is the way it is. Don't listen to them. Don't take that crap from them. Do what you think is right. Do the right thing. I think there's always that moment in time in everyone's life where the light bulb comes on and they go, hey, I can do this. I know I can make this work. And maybe you have that entrepreneurial spirit and you just do it. Or maybe you get involved in some research, or maybe you do something interesting. Or who knows? You know, whatever works for you, go out and find it. Find your passion, do it the best you can, and succeed in life. So that's my advice to you. And I just wanted to share that as sort of my own version of a commencement address. I thought it might be kind of fun to share that and give you that little bit of, hey, you're going to do great things in life. You're going to get out there. You're going to do great things. You can shape the future. Don't let anyone tell you different. Thanks for listening and have a great day. And most importantly, the catchphrase that I use in my podcast, if we can dream it, we can certainly do it. That applies now more than ever. If you can dream something, you can absolutely do it. Go out there and just do it.
Thank you for tuning in to the Disney View podcast. We hope you had a pleasant stay and arrive home safely. Please remain seated until your ride vehicle stops completely. Then, gather your personal belongings and step out onto the moving platform. And yes, I know it went by so quickly, but don't worry. One of the nice things about traveling on this podcast is that the journey is just beginning. Show notes are available on DisneyWorldPodcast.net. While there, please check out some of our affiliates. You'll also find links to Dave's iPhone and iPad apps. There's an app for pin trading, one for finding hidden Mickeys, and an app for finding and tracking pressed pennies around the Walt Disney World Resort. And you never know just what Dave is working on next. If you have questions, feel free to drop Dave an email at davesdisneyview@gmail.com. Original music you're hearing in this podcast is Oslo Doom by Gilberto Gil. Of course, this is a fan podcast and in no way affiliated with the Walt Disney Company.